Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready for the big show?
Are you ready?
You ready for the buzzer?
Go! This is the MLS Show. On the BTP Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Beyond the Pitch's MLS Save of the Week show featuring myself, Scott Nichols, David Priest, and this week a very special guest and a very special welcome to DC United goalkeeper Travis Wara. Travis, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself, David?
I'm really well. I'm looking forward to this. Great to have Travis on today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Travis, you are one of the winners of our Save of the Week award, last week's winner, in fact, for the save against Montreal from, I believe, Balou, who it looked like he went to cross the ball in, and you had to backpedal, get there, and tip it over the crossbar. Just sort of take us through what was going through your mind at the time when you made the save from a goalkeeper's perspective.
Yeah, so Balou got the ball on the left side, his left side, my right side of the 18, and like you said, it looked like he was going across the ball, and on his weaker left foot, he really got under it, and as soon as it came off his foot, I saw it was going towards the goal, so had to take a couple big backpedal steps, and right at the last second, just leapt up and tipped it over the bar with my right hand, and luckily enough, went over and forced it out for a corner.
Was there ever a moment in time after the ball left Balou's foot that you thought, sort of, hang on, I might not get to this, or did you have it in your mind, you had it covered all the way? Because it certainly looked that way.
Oh, yeah, I felt very confident in it. I mean, as soon as it came off, I was in a good set position. I felt like I was in the right place at the right time for when he struck the ball. And then as I was going backwards, I really saw it hanging up in the air. And, I got up there and, met it right on top of the crossbar and was able to push it over.
This is what we spoke about at the time, though, wasn't it? It was about Travis' positioning, because from that angle, we were right, the cameraman's right behind Balou as he strikes the ball. And he still got an opportunity to shoot there as well. Now, I think if Travis sort of thinks too much that it's going to go into the box for a cross, and he tries to sort of anticipate it, and he comes a little bit further out into his 6-yard box, he could be in a little bit more trouble. But his positioning for all eventualities, whatever might happen in that situation, was spot on. And that's what's for me, that's what's made it a great save as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought from that angle, I take the odds on him shooting almost any day of the week. Montreal is very good in the air and at crossing. So my first thought was from that spot is he's going to try and cross this ball. So if I'm at least in a good spot for if he decides to shoot, I feel very confident in myself to make a save from that far out and from that angle. So,
okay, great. So look, let's talk about goalkeeping in general. So look, you come into the league from playing for a team called the Seacoast Phantoms. Now, what was the step up in level like for you? And not just that, but what's it like sort of preparing yourself on a day-to-day basis to work as an MLS goalkeeper?
Yeah, so I played 4 years of college at the University of New Hampshire, which is a mid-major Division I school. And every summer I played for, summer here we have summer league teams called the PDL, and yep, that's where I played with the Seacoast Phantoms. And, I actually was not drafted in the MLS draft. I was a free agent, and there were a couple teams calling my name, a couple MLS teams, a couple NASL and USL teams, and DC United popped up. And it seemed like a good opportunity. Went in there with 6 other goalkeepers that they had on trial, and worked hard enough and curried enough favor to win that third string spot, which was really cool. Really a dream come true for me. I grew up just up the road from here, and I grew up a big DC United fan. So as far as MLS goes, this is where I wanted to be. My first year, like I said, I came in as a third string, and just worked as hard as I could to get better. And, you know, I have a terrific goalkeeper coach in Zach Thornton, who is, league veteran, somebody really good to learn from. And also Bill Hamid, who, I think is one of the best goalkeepers in the MLS. And, so a lot of time has been spent learning from both those guys. And last year, which is my second year, I started the first 11 games of the season, which was an amazing experience and has helped to develop me to, although in goalkeeping terms, I'm still extremely young. I feel very confident, that I'm on the right track to building a long and successful career.
It's funny actually that you say that because about becoming the first choice goalkeeper there, because I actually was at in your first official start in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium.
Oh, really?
I was there covering the New England Revolution from the press box that day, and I remember when the team came out, everyone in the Revolution press box thought that they were going to crush DC United. They were like, look, we'd have never heard of this goalkeeper, we never heard that. And I think you pulled off a string of like 4, 5, or 6 different savers in that period there, and we were all just left wondering, we were like, where did this kid come from? So I actually remember being there, so that was a lot of fun. But what's it like, learning from Bill Hamid, working behind him, do you learn from him, or is it something like directly, does he tutor you, or is it just something you do by way of watching him and his progress?
It's a bit of both. Bill has been really big in, he took me in under his wing pretty much right away. And he's been vital in helping me develop, and, whether it's in training, he'll tell me a lot of things. I think the biggest thing I've picked up from him is, keeping myself calm, steady, and ready. I have a lot of energy. I think most of the guys on the team would tell you, like, I'm very talkative, very outgoing, very extroverted. But when it comes to goalkeeping, I tend to overthink things. I tend to overanalyze things. And when I'm
don't worry about that, Travis. That's a goalkeeping thing. Don't worry about that. All goalkeepers do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Which it's both a blessing and a curse. It's definitely helped make me a better goalkeeper, but he's helped me, just play instinctually, because when you watch him, he's not always the most conventional, but damn, he's so instinctual and just a raw athlete and makes crazy saves and everything. So he's helped me just, when it gets down to the time to, whether it's just taking a rep in training or, in a game, when the moment is there, just to switch off the brain a little bit and just go off instincts, because at the end of the day, we've been doing this since we were little kids, and nothing's changed. It's still it's still just a round ball and a big rectangle behind you. Just try and keep that ball from going in there. That's the end game.
What one thing I've noticed about Travis, like in the footage that we've seen of him, it hasn't looked like he's been a keeper stepping in, and that's a sort of great testament to sort of his mentality. It's interesting to hear him say that, that he's got all this energy and he has to keep a lid on it during games. But I think it looks like he's got a great balance. And it's the same with Bill as well. They've got this sort of they can be a sort of aggressive when they need to be, but in the moments when it's needed, there's a calmness there as well, and it's been a great testament to him that, usually he keeps coming in. They need time to adjust. They need time to settle in the sides. Well, Travis hasn't needed that. And when he's come in, he's performed as if he's the number one goalkeeper. And that's great.
Thank you. Well, I really appreciate that. That's really, it means a lot to me. I certainly feel that way. When I came in last year to make my first start, I certainly had those nerves running through me, there are a couple guys out and whatnot. But at the same time, this is my opportunity. I had been waiting for this ever since I signed. This is just my third year here. So I knew as a young player, I was only 22 when I made my first start last year. And I knew that, as a young goalkeeper, my chances were going to be few and far between. But You know, I made that first start. We got a 0-0 result on the road against a pretty good New England Revolution team. And then from there on out, you know, it was nerve-wracking because, you know, we as a team last year, and I guess to be fair this year, you know, we had a very good defensive record, but we weren't scoring a lot of goals. So there was even more pressure on the goalkeeper in the back line to perform well. And last year, when I was making my string of games, we signed, you know, a perennial all-star goalkeeper in Tally Hall, and presumably to come in and take my spot. But I kept performing well enough week in and week out that, you know, I kept him on the bench and kept me playing until Bill eventually made his return. You know, and then I stayed on as the number two behind Bill the rest of last season. And even this season, it's been a lot of the same, you know, just been chomping at the bit to get into these games. And, you know, now that he's away with the national team, it's, you know, again, I've been very excited to get this opportunity to play and just showcase what I can do, because, like I said, I want to build a long career as a number one in this league or elsewhere.
Yeah, I think that's a great mentality to have, simply because you're not putting too much pressure on yourself, thinking, well, I've got to perform now. It's you're seeing the sort of the long game rather than just thinking, well, if I don't play well today, then that's going to be the end of my career, which a lot of young players do. They think that that's, you know, that just one chance. If it goes, then it's gone. But it's a great attitude to have when you think long term. You're thinking, well, yeah, it's not just about this year or next year. It's about becoming a better goalkeeper, and eventually you get to that stage where you're a solid keeper, you're an experienced keeper, and you go and have a great career. So it's a great attitude that.
Yeah. So just as an aside, Travis, you know, so what is the ultimate goal? Obviously, it's, you know, US men's national team, that kind of thing. But is there somewhere that you've always wanted to play that your soccer, anywhere that you've always dreamed of playing, other than DC United, of course? I know that's your dream. We know that. But just in general, yeah. Like, you know, big dreams, that kind of thing. Anything like that at all?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, I think every player, you know, when I was just a kid, I dreamt of playing for, you know, in the MLS, and DC and I was my favorite team. So, you know, like I said, it's a dream come true to be here. And then, of course, there's the bigger goals. You watch the national team play, you watch the World Cups. It's like, oh, man, I want to be there. And, you know, so that's in the back of my mind as a motivator. And, you know, at some point, I'm young, only 24, so still getting better every day in training. And that's a big part of my mentality. But as much as the league is growing, and I've always wanted to be a part of this big expansion period of the league, at some point I would love to play in Europe. You know, in England, I grew up a big Liverpool supporter. So, I mean,
well, we won't hold that against you. That's okay.
Just this morning, actually, somebody sent me a video of, you know, I became a supporter of them because when I was young, I was maybe in like fourth or fifth grade. I got home from school one day and one of my friends was like, oh, the Champions League final was on. And, you know, I was like maybe 10 years old. I didn't even, what's the Champions League? And he's like, so we're watching the game. And we got home from school and Liverpool was down 3-0. And it was halftime. And I was like, he was like, oh, yeah, AC Milan's going to win. I was like, you know what? I'm going to root for Liverpool. Screw it. You know, we'll see what happens. And it was very inspiring, you know, to see them 3 goals down, come back to tie it. And then, you know, the heroics of Jerzy Dudek. And, you know, when I was younger, even in college, I used to do, you know, the Jerzy Dudek, Bruce Grubelar spaghetti legs on penalties, like after watching the game. It was very inspired. So, I mean, if I ended up there one day, I could die a happy man.
There you go. Well, look, I mean, just going off to the, just back to one side, I know we already talked sort of about, you know, the experience that you've gained from Bill Hamid and all that kind of thing. But I think that you're in a very unique position as a quote unquote backup goalkeeper, because I don't want to call you a backup goalkeeper, because I feel as though you're like, you're a 1A, because you're a starting goalkeeper for big stretches of time because of the amount of time that Bill Hamid spends with the national team. And they trust you to do that job and you do it very well. Now, Do you think that that has had a I'm not going to ask you if you think it's had a positive impact on your development, but because it obviously has. But how privileged are you to be in that situation? And do you think you could be at the level you are right now without having that opportunity to have real meaningful first team minutes?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I was very fortunate and privileged to be given the opportunity to get big stretches of games. And I think the most important thing is, you know, there's a good bit of luck and timing involved in professional sports, and especially as a goalkeeper, because, you know, typically only one goalkeeper plays. You know, there'll be many teams around the league, most teams around the league will play one goalkeeper the entire 34-game schedule. And, you know, the other guys behind them are just stuck watching, you know, which really sucks. And as a, like you said, you know, I don't feel as a true backup, you know, like it gets frustrating because I want to keep playing because I see my development week in, week out. And, you know, through the good games and bad, I mean, the most recent game we played against Dallas, we lost 4-2, and, you know, that hurts and that stings, but, that's a part of developing is, you know, learning from the good and, building off of the bad. And, you know, so with Bill being away, it's nice to that I've earned the confidence through even a rough former game. You know, they're excited and confident, and I'm excited and confident to take it to Seattle on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, I mean, I really love to watch other goalkeepers, see how they train, see what they get, what they do differently. What they, you know, if there's anything that I could take into my coaching or whatever. And I was playing that I'd take into my game. Is there anything that you think that you do with your goalkeeping coaching with Bill? Something that's different, or something that you really like doing in training, any sort of drill that you think that's either unique?
Yeah, I think we only started doing it this year, but I've seen it pay off a lot of dividends. We've been doing a lot of like bungee training. We connect these like bungee ropes to us and, you know, kind of attach the bungee to the fence on the side of the training field. And, you know, we'll set up like a series of like a small ladder and then, you know, shuffle through the ladder laterally and, you know, facing straight on and, you know, take volleys or take some dippers or, you know, touch a cone and dive and stuff like that, which, you know, working with that resistance training is, you know, definitely helping me to get more push on my dives and, you know, make my feet and my foot speed quicker. I mean, for example, it helped me to, you know, faster feet, helped me make that save against Montreal. You know, had I, you know, maybe not been working so hard with this resistance training, you know, maybe I don't quite have the speed to get there.
Yeah, that's key. And it was key to the save. I said it was sometimes if you take too big a step as well, you know, because you I think you took about 5 or 6 small steps backwards. If you take too big, you end up sort of losing a little bit of height and losing a little bit of push. And you're right. It was key to that save, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So thank you so much for joining us today, Travis. We've really enjoyed you being on the show. But the last question that I'm going to ask you is, what is your favorite save that you've ever, ever made? Now, this doesn't have to be an MLS save. It can be any save, any level. Just what's the most favorite save that you've ever made? Or the most important, in your opinion, whichever you would like.
I think the most important save and my favorite save are one of the same thing. Last year, when we were playing the New York Red Bulls at home, which, of course, they're you know, that's a derby match for us. They're our most hated rival. They sent a ball across the box, a very similar position that Ballou was in when he shot that ball. I don't remember who swatted the ball across the ground, but it was Gonzalo Verón who met the ball at the same time I did. I came out, made myself big, and made a kick save off of it. And the ball went right back towards the middle of the box, right at the penalty spot. And it was Felipe Martins or it's not Felipe Martinez, it's Jeff Felipe. I don't know why Felipe Martinez. It was Felipe. You know, got a side volley on it, and I, as soon as I made the first save on Verón, quickly got up, got across the, you know, across my my goal, and was able to make the second save off of Felipe's volley that was going, you know, to the lower left corner. So that double save to keep the game at 1-0, and we ended up winning that game 2-0. That was definitely my favorite and most important save.
Well, I'll tell you something, Travis, as well. That's my favorite save of yours. Because all of the footage I've seen of you and the games I've watched you play, it was last season, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was earlier last season.
Yeah, it was a brilliant save. Yeah, exactly. The reaction to get back up again and get yourself across. And like I said, that the exercise that you do, the spring that it gives you, it was perfect for that save as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. So, again, thank you very much, Travis. Good luck against Seattle on Thursday, all right?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on the show, and thanks for making me your save of the week.
Check us out online at beyondthepitch.net. Follow us on Twitter at beyondthepitch, or find us on Facebook at Beyond the Pitch Show.